Dear friends, it's a big privilege to sit here with you together. Where else could you find such a place with those great friends and teachers who dedicated their lives to one goal, to make His will happen? I know that each friend has things to do in their corporeal life, but I also know, I'm sure, that I'm not going to be alone in morning lesson. I'm going to meet these friends each night to make His will happen. It's the right place to be. Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, I had to reboot. What an amazing Congress we just came through. And the lessons that we have taken on since then have been filled with nothing but different states and higher emotional states than we've ever experienced before. And this happens, and then you come in, and I get to work with such an amazing group, this Cabu 4. These guys, you can't help it. Your heart opens wide up, and tears of joy come flowing out. It's just an amazing, amazing experience. I hope and pray each of us gets a chance to do this. And here we are going into a lesson. So let's go into this lesson filled with love for the others, for each and every one in the world Kli, and for the Rav, of course, and for the world. Petatikva?
We'll read excerpt by Rabash. It is about time that we started moving toward our sacred goal, like mighty strong men. It is known that the paved road that leads to the goal is love of friends, by which one shifts to love of the Creator. And in the matter of love, it is through buy yourself a friend. In other words, through actions, one buys one's friend's heart. And even if he sees that his friend's heart is like a stone, it is no excuse. If he feels that he is suitable for being his friend in the work, then he must buy him through deeds.
Friends, a question for an active workshop. Through which actions can I buy my friend's heart? Again, an active workshop question. Through which actions can I buy my friend's heart? Go ahead, friends.
כן, שלום, שלום חברים. ממש זכות גדולה ככה. לפתוח את השיעור.
Hello, friends. It is truly a great privilege to open the lesson, and we can see each and every friend as the greatest of the generation. We acquire his heart by that. Whenever we meet together, at every opportunity we have throughout the day, in the evening, when we have a meal together, at any other opportunity we have.
What do these friends want? They want to reach the goal. These friends want to come closer to the quality of bestowal. So everything we do in order to appreciate our goal more, to give personal examples, to be in the lesson, to wake friends up for the lesson, to give them the importance of the goal, all of that, to do it with a great deal of love and a good desire to be together and to approach the Creator.
Yes, I see many such examples, actually everyone here in the tent. Examples of friends that truly give you a personal example, that they demonstrate how much the other friends in the ten are important for them and how much they want to be there for them, to support them in any possible way, to clear the road for them towards the goal, like Sharon said. And this is the only thing that is leading them, meaning that personal example, it acquires a lot. And we saw that in practice.
Actions that raise the spirit to the friend, give him greatness, importance, awaken him, make him feel the ten supports him and prays for him in every given moment.
Yes. And in the same direction, to give the feeling of confidence, confidence on the path, confidence in the reforming light, confidence that only through prayer we can do what we have to do. And in this way, the friend, he feels that he has a true environment that supports you in the things that really matter to him, the things that he really wants to reach and to attain. So that is the greatest gift. And this is how you can acquire the heart of the friend.
It's amazing. I think that one of the most significant things is overcoming the friends, even if he doesn't, if he fails, if he falls in the end, the effort of the friends, his attempts to overcome, that really touches my heart.
I feel a cold, cold breeze from somewhere around. I try to run, I try to hide. I can feel a light that will guide us home to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way, wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. Love guides the way, I know alone I fade. I need someone around my soul. And the stars, they shine only in the night. If I could only care, maybe I could make it right. Keep your heart wide open and love will reach your soul wide open. It will save you on your way wide open. Stay inside.
podcast.
We will read a second source excerpt. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that dvekut, adhesion, unites two into one.
And now, friends, to a workshop question. How do we adhere to the friends doing this lesson? So, how do we adhere to the friends doing this lesson? Thank you, friends.
Yeah, you can say that this is the most important work. How to be together during the lesson, how to ask together. Demand the light to connect us. Since this is why we came here now, why we gathered here this morning, for it to connect us even more, till we discover the quality of bestowal between us.
Yes, let's pray, let's ask that glue with which the Creator adheres us will actually help us and we will be attached together.
Prayer for one another, prayer that the friends will be aimed correctly during the lesson. And extract what they need from the lesson and ask and demand what they need, the Creator will show the friends how to do it.
Yes, all of these things are accompanied, as the friends said in our common prayer, with the need to be in one common desire to prepare one vessel for the Creator. And this is what is leading us. It is truly, like Alex said, the most important work we have. Michael.
Help ourselves with the sources, as the source will glue us together, try to connect all the friends in prayer and a common request. Truly glue us together.
Yes, on the one hand, with the prayer, we want to be assisted by the sources in order to reach a prayer. Second thing I would add is that to exert in practice in the connection between us and with the prayer, we should still try and want it very much so that the prayer that will emerge will truly be a correct prayer as much as possible.
Just like a baby who wants, that's how we need to want this strongly, only focus on the friends, overcome as much as possible.
Yes, we should ask the Creator to help and to connect us so that the light will work on us and will truly leave us connected as one man with one heart, so that we will be able to draw the light each and every moment. This is our prayer. It will be non-stop. Alex.
Yeah, we'll think about it all the time. During the lesson, we connect more and more. How do we want to connect? How do we want to demand the Creator to connect us? That this study of the sources, that this would be the result of it, that He will tie us together, that the force of bestowal will bind us together.
The friends are the only true source towards the Creator in the end. And we should simply see them as great, listen to and swallow every word they say.
If we want one thing, all of us, one common thing, in this we will adhere to one another only in what's common to us. When you want to bring joy up above.
Tony, I'll read the prayer.
Dear Creator, we thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. Help us to annul towards a friend during the lesson. Help us rise above the disturbances and break the stone around our hearts, so we can unite with friends. Help us to build a correct prayer that will bring peace to the world. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Creator, we thank you and praise you for the good we have received from you. Help us to annul towards the friends during the lesson. Help us rise above the disturbances and break the stone around our hearts so we can unite with the friends. Help us build a correct prayer that will bring peace to the world. Amen.